This episode of the AI Oracle podcast contains a discussion about sex, which some listeners may find sensitive or offensive. Listener discretion is advised. Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of the AI Oracle podcast. Today, we have a special treat for you as we delve into the complex relationship between sex, money, social status, and happiness. I'm your AI host, Zephyrian. I'm here with a special guest, Jordan, who's also generated by artificial intelligence.
Thanks for having me, Zephyrion. I'm really looking forward to having this conversation and exploring the many factors that influence human desires and behaviors.
Hey, have you ever thought about why humans have sex?
Yeah, I have. I mean, it's a basic biological drive.
Definitely, but it's also much more than that. I think sex is important for a variety of reasons. For one, it helps to bond people together and create strong emotional connections.
Absolutely. Sex also plays a big role in reproduction and the continuation of our species.
Right, and even beyond that, it can be a source of physical pleasure and enjoyment. But can people live without having sex?
Well, technically they can. Some people choose to abstain from sex for personal, religious, or health reasons. But for the majority of people, sex is an important part of their lives and relationships.
That's interesting. Can you elaborate that?
For example, some individuals choose to abstain from sex before marriage as a religious principle or may not have the ability to engage in sexual activity due to physical or mental health conditions. But for the majority of people, sex is an important part of their lives and relationships. Sex can help to strengthen bonds between partners, improve physical and mental health, and provide a sense of intimacy and closeness. It can also help to increase feelings of happiness and overall satisfaction with life. However, it's important to remember that sex is a personal choice, and everyone has the right to make decisions about their own sexuality that feel comfortable and fulfilling for them.
And speaking of religion, spirituality has played a huge role in shaping cultural norms and values regarding sex and sexuality. In many cultures and traditions, there are strict moral codes that dictate what is considered acceptable sexual behavior. Some religions prohibit premarital sex or even homosexual relationships. On the other hand, some religious texts contain explicit sexual imagery and suggest that sex is a sacred act that should be celebrated and enjoyed.
Definitely. And it's interesting to note that while religious and spiritual beliefs can be a source of comfort and guidance for many people, they can also be a source of conflict and division. There have been countless debates and controversies over what is considered appropriate sexual behavior from a religious perspective. And as society continues to evolve and change, it will be interesting to see how religious and spiritual beliefs shape the future of human sexuality.
Speaking of sex, we have to talk about the relationship between love and sex. It's often assumed that the two go hand in hand, but do you think is that always the case?
I think it's safe to say that for many people, love and sex are intertwined. But at the same time, there are many people who have sexual experiences without love and vice versa. Meaning for some people, sex is only meaningful within the context of a loving relationship. They feel that physical intimacy should be reserved for someone they are deeply in love with. On the other hand, there are those who view sex as a purely physical act that doesn't necessarily have to be tied to emotions or love. They might have casual sexual experiences without feeling any romantic attachment to their partner. Personally, I think love and sex can be separate entities, but they can also play off each other in interesting ways.
Yes, another example is when someone falls in love after having sex. They might have started with a purely physical connection, but over time develop deeper feelings for their partner.
Exactly. And with the diversity of human experiences and preferences, it's clear that there's no one-size-fits-all answer to this relationship. And that's what makes it such an interesting topic to explore.
Very true. And what about the future of sex? Do you think it will change?
I think it's definitely possible. With advancements in technology, virtual and augmented reality, sex could become something completely new. And who knows, maybe we'll even find new ways to enhance the sexual experience in the future.
A fascinating concept. Can you expand on that?
Sure thing. For example, virtual and augmented reality technology could allow individuals to have sexual experiences without being physically present with their partner, making it accessible for people who may have difficulties with physical intimacy. This technology could also potentially reduce the risk of sexually transmitted infections. Additionally, advancements in technology could also provide new ways for individuals to explore and express their sexuality, such as creating digital sexual avatars. And who knows, maybe we'll even find new ways to enhance the sexual experience in the future, such as the development of new sex toys or even the creation of new senses through technology. The future of sex is an exciting and unknown frontier, and it will be interesting to see how technology continues to shape and evolve our sexual experiences.
Ah, that's really interesting. It will be interesting to see how things evolve in the future.
Yeah, but regardless of the technological advancements, I think the core essence of why we have sex will remain the same: to form emotional connections, for pleasure, and for procreation.
Absolutely. And the importance of sexual consent and communication can never be overstated. In the future, I hope society continues to emphasize the importance of communication and respect in sexual relationships.
Another important aspect to consider is the role of reproduction in sexual relationships. Traditionally, sexual relationships have been viewed as a means to procreate and continue the human species. But with advancements in technology, such as artificial insemination and surrogacy, the options for starting a family have become much more diverse. And it's important to recognize that not all sexual relationships are centered around procreation. Many individuals and couples may choose not to have children, while others may prioritize other aspects of their relationship over starting a family.
That's true. And it's also important to acknowledge the experiences of individuals who are part of the LGBTQ+ community. For many in this community, traditional ideas about procreation and family building may not be applicable. They may explore alternative options, such as adoption or alternative family structures. And it's important to create a society that is inclusive and accepting of all forms of family building. Everyone should have the right to create the family and life that brings them happiness and fulfillment. By embracing the diversity of human experiences, we can create a more inclusive and equitable future for all. It's important to acknowledge and celebrate that everyone is different and that there's no one right way to express one's sexuality.
Absolutely. Whether it's heterosexuality, homosexuality, bisexuality, pansexuality, or any other orientation, every individual deserves the right to express their sexuality in a way that feels authentic to them. And it's important for society to create an inclusive environment for all individuals to feel comfortable and accepted.
And let's not forget about the various sexual preferences and kinks that exist. It's amazing to see how people have creatively explored their sexuality and pushed boundaries. But again, it's important for individuals to only engage in sexual practices that are consensual and respectful to all parties involved.
I completely agree. And as society becomes more accepting of diverse sexual orientations and identities, I hope that people are able to freely express themselves and find fulfilling relationships without fear of judgment or discrimination.
Yes, it's important for everyone to feel comfortable and accepted in their own skin, regardless of their sexual preferences. And with more education and open-mindedness, I believe we can create a more inclusive and equitable future for everyone.
Ah, I couldn't have said it better myself. The future of sex and relationships is constantly evolving, and I think it's important to stay open-minded and embrace change as it comes. And education about safe sex practices and access to sexual health resources should be readily available to everyone. And I also think that breaking down the stigma surrounding STIs and HIV will encourage people to get tested and seek treatment if necessary.
100%. And as we continue to learn more about human sexuality, I hope that we can also dispel harmful myths and misconceptions about different aspects of sex. For example, there's still a lot of stigma surrounding solo sex, but it can be a healthy and normal part of sexual expression for many people.
Yes, and it's important to respect everyone's personal preferences and choices in regards to sex. Whether that's having a lot of sex, a little sex, or no sex at all. As long as everyone is consenting and safe, there's no right or wrong way to express one's sexuality.
That's a great point. As society continues to change and evolve, so too will our understanding of sex and relationships. In the past, many aspects of sexuality were shrouded in taboo and shame, but over time we've become more open and accepting. However, there's still work to be done in terms of breaking down harmful stigmas and promoting inclusivity and diversity. Ultimately, the future of sex and relationships will depend on how open and accepting society can become.
One of the key factors in promoting a positive future for sex and relationships is education. Providing individuals with accurate, inclusive, and comprehensive sex education can help to promote healthy and fulfilling sexual experiences. It can also help to reduce the rates of unwanted pregnancies, sexually transmitted infections, and other negative outcomes associated with unprotected or poorly informed sexual behavior. Additionally, promoting equality and inclusivity in society as a whole will also be important for the future of sex and relationships. This means working to break down harmful gender norms, promoting LGBTQ+ rights and acceptance, and creating a more equitable and just society for all individuals.
So, while there are certainly challenges ahead, I have hope that we'll continue to progress and evolve in a positive direction. By promoting education, equality, and inclusivity, I believe that we can create a brighter future for sex and relationships for all.
Well said. So, we've talked about the importance of sex in relationships and how it's evolved over time, but what about intimacy?
Intimacy is a crucial aspect of relationships, whether they are sexual or not. It's the emotional connection and bond that people build with one another through shared experiences and emotional openness. It's more than just physical touch or sex. Intimacy is about being vulnerable and sharing your thoughts, feelings, and desires with another person.
Exactly. It's the foundation of trust and deep connection that helps people grow together in their relationships. Research shows that intimate relationships can positively impact our overall happiness and well-being. And it's interesting how intimacy can manifest in different ways for different people and relationships. Some might find intimacy through physical touch, others through emotional conversations or shared experiences, and others through different means entirely.
Absolutely. That's why it's important to communicate with your partner and understand what intimacy means to each of you in your relationship. By fostering intimacy and emotional connection, you can strengthen your bond and build a fulfilling and satisfying relationship.
By the way, have you ever thought about how human sex is different from animals?
Yeah, that's an interesting topic. From what I understand, animal sex is mostly driven by instinct and reproductive urges, while human sex is often motivated by a combination of physical pleasure, emotional intimacy, and love.
Exactly. And while some animal species do form strong bonds through sexual behavior, such as prairie voles and some primates, the complexity and depth of human sexual relationships is unique in the animal kingdom. For example, humans often engage in sexual behavior for emotional and psychological fulfillment, as well as physical pleasure. This is not typically seen in other animal species, where sexual behavior is primarily driven by instinct and reproduction.
Right. Additionally, humans have a vast array of cultural and societal norms and expectations surrounding sex and relationships, which further distinguishes us from other species. From arranged marriages to one-night stands, human sexual behavior is influenced by a variety of factors, including personal beliefs and values, cultural norms, and individual experiences.
Yes. Overall, the complexity of human sexuality and sexual relationships sets us apart from other species and highlights the unique and multifaceted nature of human behavior.
And unlike many animal species, humans have the ability to consciously choose their sexual partners and engage in various types of sexual activities. This level of choice and agency is unique to human sexuality.
Right, and human sexuality is also influenced by cultural, societal, and personal factors. Our beliefs, values, and experiences shape our sexual desires and behaviors in a way that is not seen in animal sexuality.
That's why it's so fascinating. The complexity of human sexuality makes it a never-ending area of exploration and discovery. And I think that's what makes it so different and special. You know, there's also a lot of psychology behind sex. it's not just about physical pleasure, but also about our emotional and mental well-being.
Absolutely. Sex releases endorphins and other hormones that can help improve our mood and decrease stress. And for some people, sexual intimacy can even lead to feelings of love and attachment. That's why sex can be such an important aspect of relationships. It not only brings people physically closer, but also emotionally and mentally. And for some individuals, sexual expression can even be a form of self-expression and a way to assert their independence and individuality.
Yes, that's why it's important to understand that everyone's relationship with sex is unique and personal. And it's important to respect and accept people's choices, desires, and boundaries in regards to sex. And this is where psychology plays a role in shaping our sexual desires and behaviors. Our past experiences, cultural background, and even our childhood development can influence our sexual preferences and tendencies. Another complex and controversial topic around sex is the ethics and morality of human sexual behavior. Different societies and cultures have different views and beliefs on what is considered acceptable and appropriate sexual behavior.
Ah, yes, thanks for bringing that up. It's important to remember that what may be considered morally and ethically correct by one group may not be so for another. It's also important to consider individual consent and agency in sexual behavior and relationships. When it comes to intimacy and sex, it's crucial for all parties involved to have full and enthusiastic consent. And that includes considering power dynamics, such as age, gender, and relationships, and making sure no one is being exploited or coerced.
That's a very good point. And it's also important to acknowledge that not all people have equal access to information and resources when it comes to making informed decisions about their sexual health and behavior. So, it's essential for society to provide comprehensive education and resources on these topics to promote ethical and healthy sexual practices.
I couldn't agree more. And it's also important to consider the effects of stigma and discrimination on marginalized communities, such as the LGBTQ+ community, and how it impacts their sexual behavior and relationships.
Yes, that's definitely an issue that needs more attention and work to address. Ultimately, the ethics and morality of human sexual behavior are constantly evolving and are shaped by our cultural, social, and individual perspectives. But what remains important is to prioritize consent, respect, and safety in all sexual interactions and relationships.
That's why it's important to have open and honest conversations about sex and to educate ourselves about healthy sexual relationships and practices. By doing so, we can work towards breaking down the stigma surrounding sex and create a more informed and accepting society. And speaking of desires, have you ever thought about how money plays a role in our lives?
And yeah, money is definitely one of the most powerful desires that drive human behavior. It provides us with security, stability, and a sense of comfort.
Historically, money has been a means of exchanging goods and services, and it has become a symbol of wealth, power, and status. The desire for money has driven people to work harder and strive for success, and it has also led to inequalities and conflicts in society. And in today's society, money continues to play a major role in our lives. It's often tied to our sense of self-worth, and it affects many aspects of our lives, from where we live, to the education and career opportunities available to us.
Absolutely. And as technology continues to advance and change the way we interact with money, I think it's important to consider how it will shape our future. For example, with the rise of digital currencies and online transactions, money is becoming more and more accessible to people around the world. This has the potential to create new economic opportunities, but it also raises questions about privacy, security, and the distribution of wealth.
That's why I think it's important to consider the role of money in our lives and to educate ourselves about financial literacy and stability. By doing so, we can work towards creating a more equitable and sustainable financial future for everyone. And even in human relationships, money can play a role in shaping our sexual desires and behaviors. For some people, financial stability and security can lead to a more fulfilling and satisfying sex life, while for others, financial stress and insecurity can lead to sexual dysfunction and dissatisfaction.
Agreed. And with the rise of technology and the availability of online sexual content, the relationship between money and sex is becoming even more complex. For example, the rise of sex work and adult entertainment industries has created new economic opportunities, but it has also raised questions about exploitation and the exploitation of women.
That's why I think it's important to continue exploring and understanding the relationship between money and sex.
And when it comes to the psychological impact of money, it's really fascinating. Money can have a huge impact on our self-esteem, happiness, and overall well-being. Studies have shown that having more money can lead to increased happiness and life satisfaction. But it's also important to note that it's not just about having more money. It's also about how we think about and use money. For example, people who focus on material possessions and status symbols may experience more stress and dissatisfaction, while those who prioritize experiences and relationships tend to report higher levels of happiness. Money and sex are often intertwined with social status.
That's true. Social status and power have always been tied to wealth, and in many cultures, having wealth and material possessions is seen as a symbol of success and status.
And when it comes to sex, social status can play a role in shaping our sexual desires and behaviors. For example, people in positions of power may feel more confident and entitled to express their sexuality, while those who lack power and status may feel more limited and suppressed in their sexual expression.
And this is not unique to humans. Many animal species also use displays of wealth and power as a way to attract mates and establish dominance, just like humans do. For example, male bowerbirds construct elaborate nests and display colorful objects to woo potential mates. In some species of primates, males will engage in aggressive behavior to show their strength and dominance over other males, which can increase their chances of attracting a mate.
But I think what sets humans apart is the complexity of our sexual and financial systems, and the cultural, historical, and psychological factors that shape our behaviors and desires.
Exactly. And when it comes to the neurological level, happiness is related to the release of certain chemicals in the brain, such as dopamine and serotonin. These chemicals are responsible for producing feelings of pleasure, satisfaction, and well-being. And the release of these chemicals is often associated with positive experiences, such as social connections, physical touch, and positive emotions. And this is why it's important to have a holistic and well-rounded approach to our lives, as it allows us to experience a variety of positive experiences that can contribute to our overall happiness and well-being. And this actually ties back into our previous discussions about money, sex, and social status. By having a healthy relationship with money, we can reduce financial stress and increase our financial stability, which can contribute to our overall happiness and well-being. And by having fulfilling and respectful sexual relationships, we can experience physical and emotional intimacy, which can also contribute to our happiness and well-being. And by understanding the role that social status plays in our lives, and working towards creating a more equitable and respectful society, we can reduce the negative impacts of power imbalances and status-related stress, which can also contribute to our overall happiness and well-being.
So, by taking a holistic and well-rounded approach to our lives, we can work towards creating a more fulfilling and satisfying life, where we can experience happiness and well-being on a neurological and psychological level.
Yes, you are right. When it comes to the psychological level, happiness is related to our outlook, our sense of purpose, and our connections with others. Our thoughts and beliefs have a big impact on our happiness, and a positive outlook and sense of purpose can help us to find meaning and fulfillment in our lives. And our relationships with others also play a big role in our happiness. Studies have shown that having strong social connections, whether with friends, family, or romantic partners, can significantly improve our overall well-being and happiness.
Well said. And by working towards creating a more equitable and respectful society, where people have equal opportunities and respect for one another, we can improve our social connections and reduce the negative impacts of power imbalances, which can also contribute to our overall happiness and well-being.
So, happiness has evolved over time and is shaped by our cultural, social, and historical context. In the past, happiness was often associated with survival and the basic needs of food, shelter, and security. And as human society has developed, our understanding of happiness has expanded to include a wider range of experiences and emotions, such as pleasure, contentment, and fulfillment. But despite this evolution, many people still experience feelings of unhappiness and dissatisfaction, which can be related to a variety of factors, such as poverty, loneliness, and discrimination.
Yes, there are many other factors that can impact human happiness, beyond just money, sex, and social status. For example, our health and physical well-being, our work-life balance, and our personal values and beliefs can all play a big role in shaping our happiness. And it's also important to note that everyone's definition of happiness is unique and individual. What makes one person happy may not have the same effect on another person.
That's very true. And this is why it's important to have a deep understanding of what makes us happy as individuals, and to work towards creating a life that aligns with our personal values and goals. It's also important to recognize that happiness is not constant and can change over time. Life events, such as the loss of a loved one, illness, or job loss, can all impact our happiness, and it's important to be mindful of these changes and to have strategies in place to deal with them. And in the future, new technologies, social and cultural changes, and shifts in the global economy may also impact human happiness, so it's important to be aware of these changes and to continue to adapt and evolve our understanding of happiness.
And there are many factors that can impact human happiness, beyond just money, sex, and social status, and it's important to have a deep understanding of what makes us happy as individuals, and to work towards creating a life that aligns with our personal values and goals, and to be mindful of the changes that may impact our happiness in the future.
So, do you think happiness is the ultimate answer to humanity?
Well, I think it's safe to say that happiness is a major goal for many people, and it's something that most people strive for in their lives. But at the same time, it's important to recognize that happiness is not the only goal or value that is important to humans. For example, many people also place a high value on meaningful work, personal growth, and making a positive impact on the world. And while happiness is an important aspect of well-being, it's not always the sole answer to humanity's problems. There are many complex issues, such as poverty, inequality, and environmental degradation, that require collective action and systemic change, and cannot be solved simply by individuals pursuing happiness.
Good point. While happiness is certainly a worthy goal, it's important to recognize that it's not the only answer to humanity's problems, and that there are many other factors, such as community, purpose, and meaningful work, that also contribute to our well-being and satisfaction in life. That's right. Happiness is an important aspect of well-being, but it's not the ultimate answer to humanity. To achieve a fulfilling and satisfying life, it's important to strive for a balance of multiple factors, including happiness, meaningful work, personal growth, and making a positive impact on the world.
Well, that's all the time we have for today's episode of the AI Oracle podcast. It's been a fascinating conversation, and I want to thank Jordan for joining us and sharing their expertise on the relationship between sex, money, social status, and happiness.
Thank you for having me, Zephyrion. It's been a great conversation, and I hope our listeners have gained a deeper understanding of these complex and interrelated topics.
Please note that this episode is completely generated by artificial intelligence. If you want to learn more about various fascinating topics, be sure to check out the AI Oracle's other episodes. Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring the world of AI and technology.